Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode of the Adventure Jogger Podcast is brought to you by you, each and every one of you, releasing this podcast just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And I am thankful for each and every one of you that listens to this podcast week in and week out. And I'm thankful that we're going to rally around a person who really needs some love and is having a difficult time right now. Just listen and know that I'm thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I am thankful for this incredible running community. The Adventure Jogger, a podcast about trail and ultra running. Meet fascinating runners from the front, middle, and back of the pack, sharing inspiring and funny stories about life and running. Running should be fun, and so should running podcasts. I'm your host, Ryan Pluckelman, and this is The Adventure Jogger. You know, I've talked a couple of times, and actually I mention it, and it's kind of this vague thing that I'll mention from time to time, like the best race directors out east, and I drop names from time to time, but I have no idea how I got y'all on the same podcast at the same time, minus one or two names. Brian Gages is here, John Harden is here, Becca Jones is here, David Compton is here. I mean, these are the premier race directors in the Eastern United States. Jason Green was going to be here, but he was working on something about mountain climbing or something. He's dangling off a cliff right now, and his phone fell out of his hand. He would have loved to have been here, but he's desperately trying to get a hold of search and rescue. So we miss
true story.
We miss Jason dearly. Each one of you, first of all, we're here for a very good reason, and that reason is a member of our community in need, and not just any member of the community. His name is Hunt Brumby. Hunt, I would say that your Vol State from a couple of years ago, would that be what? Was it 2 years ago, Hunt?
2 years ago, yeah, 2 years ago. Last year, it was 2021, I think.
Yeah, you taught all of us that you can believe in yourself and you can do incredible things because you were battling cutoffs all the time. You were slogging your way across the state of Tennessee. You never gave up. You inspired so many people. I think that was, for a lot of people, the first little piece of Hunt that all of us got to see. That was an incredible performance, Hunt.
Thank you so much. It hurt at the time, but it's one of my fondest memories looking back on it.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw the pictures of the pain. Hunt, and the rest of you can jump in on this. Hunt, you are, you know, they say in various religious traditions, and I think all of them say, you never judge a book by its cover. And you are someone that has forced me to examine prejudices I have about certain people, because when you first see Hunt, you see the skull facial tattoos, and it puts off an entirely different vibe than what you truly are, Hunt. Hunt, you are this lovable, cuddly man who would never expect in a million years would be covered in facial tattoos. It kind of talk about everybody, your first experience. Becca, you are way less judgy than I am. Certainly you did not have the same thought of, is this a ultra race or is this a meth house? You didn't have the same thought that I had when you first met Hunt, surely.
Definitely not. And I will say this, I cannot take credit for this saying, but John Cox has said, like, Hunt is one of those people, if you were to see him walking down the street, you'd cross the street. But if you knew him, you would let him hold your baby. And it is one of those, like, you, like, and most people would. If you were walking down a dark street at night, you'd be like, who's this guy with facial tattoos? But if you, like, talk to Hunt for even 10 seconds, you would be like, this man is the sweetest person. Please hold my baby. Be in charge of my family. I'm leaving for a month. You're the person.
Right. He's the perfect person to start a daycare. You know?
Yes, he absolutely.
Listen.
He absolutely is. And I've never heard it put more perfect than the way that, like, he has said it. But yeah, definitely, like, Hunt's just Hunt. And, like, if you have an opinion, then you're kind of punchable, I feel like. But whatever. Anyways, that's the way John has put it. And I've definitely always agreed with that.
I think that fits. Hunt, by the way, Brian's got a couple of kids that are hopped up on sugar. You may want to come over to the Gage's house and take care of those youngins.
I'll tell you what, I got a three-year-old of my own. I'm 46 with a three-year-old and cancer. I'm barely making it, man.
So it sounds like you need to drop off the kids at John Harden's house is what's yeah. Because you have a sweet little setup, John. You keep the kids entertained.
I do.
You take them out in that camper van that you've got, and you are all set and ready to go.
Yeah, the one that says free candy on the side.
yes, that
it looks,
one.
It looks like it should.
It really should. David, thank you so much for joining us as well. David Compton is here, East Coast Adventures. Thank you, David, for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Ron. And, you know, my experience with Hunt's exactly the same as, you know, Becca and yours. I mean, I go up to Cumberland Plateau Stage Race. That was one of my first races with John Harden. Mm-hmm. And I just did the 50K and I get out of my car and I see the first person I see walking through the field at a slip and slide, because I believe John Harden had a slip and slide at the finish line that year.
This is why he's the one of the Hunt, best.
And he's carrying stuff. And I see Hunt, and, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, there's some serious runners here. And, you know, I see Hunt because, you know, I mean, a lot of ultra runners have tattoos, so I don't mm-hmm. really think much about it anymore. I mean, I've got my own.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I go up, I get my stuff, and Hunt comes up, and I don't even know if he remembers this, but we start talking for a few minutes, and I immediately realize real quick that Hunt was just this super chill, kind,
yeah,
nice guy. And even to the fact, like, but this was one of my first I literally on the slip and slide. I don't know if you remember that, John, but I cramped on the slip and slide, and Hunt was there to help me up and talked to me for a few minutes. And I'll never forget that.
Cramped up on the slip and slide.
I mean, every time I've seen Hunt, he's always been just he's always been absolutely amazing. I mean, he's one of these people that just, you know, you can always count on to be kind and helpful.
Yes, Hunt, I hope you're taking, you're writing all this down. I hope you are, you know.
I am. I'm really wanting to get my wife in here to listen to this.
Well, Hunt, just take us back to a minute here. And spoiler alert, everybody, Hunt just said it moments ago. Hunt is battling cancer. Before we kind of get into that and how the community, this very strong community that we have here in the Eastern United States, this trail running community can come together for Hunt. Hunt, I kind of want to give people they'll see the picture on the podcast, but kind of give us the story about Hunt. You were a veteran. You served in Desert Storm. Kind of mm-hmm. give us the story of your life leading up to ultra running.
Yeah. So, you know, quick version is I was raised in North Carolina, graduated school from a small town called Murphy, North Carolina. It's in Western North Carolina. Went to the Marine Corps. Spent 4 years in the Marines, and after that, I got out, started a career, but during that time, I wanted to go to college, so I joined the Army National Guard thinking everything will be fine, it's all safe. Well, that was, you know, post 9/11. Mm-hmm. 6 months after joining the National Guard, I was in Iraq with Operation Iraqi Freedom. That was a really pivotal time in my life. It kind of shaped who I am. I don't carry any ill will to that, but it kind of you know, made me realize being a nice person is way more important than anything in life. So when I came home, I kind of went through the depression. I kind of did this cliche thing. I blew up, got really big, and started hiking a little, but I wanted, you know, to find something that I could join a community. So I kind of just on a whim kind of got online and started looking up things, and I found trail running. You know, once I found trail running, I found some things in my area. My first race was a half marathon in Helen,
yeah,
Georgia, that took me forever. You know, I finished dead last in that race. In fact, my first six races, I think I finished dead last. But, you know, I found that race and I found a community immediately that I was attracted to. It was just so supportive, whether you were first or you were last. It was just, I immediately was drawn to the positivity of it all. You know, following that, I did a 50K. I did one of Aaron Sass, who, you know, I did his Fontan Dango, which was, you know, that's kind of a, you know, transition going from Helen's half marathon to Fontan Dango in Western North Carolina was 7,000 feet of gain. So that race, I finished dead last. It took me 14 hours to finish a 50K, but I didn't quit, you know. It was three laps, and I remember that, you know, no matter what, I was going across the finish line. And, you know, I did. I've been running for 4 years now. I've done everything from 50K. So, like you said, I did Ball State. So, 2 years after I started running, I did Ball State. Was a huge, you know, it's probably one of the best experiences of my life, no matter how painful it was to begin with. But, you know, whenever I look on the running community, it's never really at my own achievements. It's, I always find more joy out of crewing that person or getting that person who didn't want to go out for one last lap, get that goal for them. And I've always, you know, I've gravitated kind of towards being a cheerleader for the community. And I find that to be a really special part of it.
Hunt, was the running community, did it help? I mean, you kind of glanced over it and you mentioned it briefly, your experience over in Iraq and how many people were in that situation you were in, were like, hey, National Guard, 1 weekend a month, 1 week out of the year, and then you get sent for a year. We could do a million and a half podcasts on sending the National Guard to a deployment in a war zone for a year. You get back from that, you know, you put on some weight, right? You were not in a happy spot when you came back from Iraq.
No, not at all. And I have no problem looking back. Yeah, I'm, you know, for those that are curious, I'm diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. And it's something I live with to this day. But yeah, the running community helped. And it's not that it was a magic pill that, you know, all of a sudden I went to one race and I was just, you know, running around and skipping. It's that, you know, I find that you can look on things and examples of things and choices. So what I find is ultra running is a great experience for it. It sucks, but you can make that choice to go one more step, you know, and in the ultra running community, what I found is today may not be the best day. We may be in pain. It may be raining, but we can choose to smile and be happy. And so while it didn't completely fix me, it gave me these friends that make me smile when I think about them. It gave me the experiences that I'm proud of when I look back on. And sometimes you lose that when you leave the military. You're so used to being trained to be effective weapon or trained for battle that you lose that drive. And what I found that again in ultra running, it wasn't about beating the next person. It was about how far can I go? How far can I push myself? Let's be a little bit of that I was when I was 20 something.
Were you surprised, Hunt? Like, you know, you pull yourself out of this dark place, you find ultra running. Was it that moment you did that and the half marathon, we'll skip past that to the 50K, the 17-hour 50K, that had to have felt amazing to see what you could do if you just didn't quit?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it let me know that I was capable of more than my visual identity. And I struggled with that going back to high school with self-image. And we are capable. Runners aren't a body type. Runners aren't a race, a creed, a religion. Runners are strong will. And what I found was, as long as I was strong will, as long as I was honest about injury versus pain, I could do a lot of things, and I could do these races that I thought were just for skinny 145 pound avocado eating, you know, people. No, I could go out and do them, and those people were the happiest people for me. I mean, when I did 17 hours, there was a group at the finish line going, "That's amazing. When your skill gets up, you already know what it's like to be on your feet for 17 hours." Mm-hmm. You know, and they were so supportive, and it made me want to go sign up again.
It's so cool you found your tribe after so much trial and error, right? And how many of us have been in that situation? Probably everybody on this podcast has had that moment of, I found a group. I found this group, this weird, crazy, eclectic group of human beings that like to do things that most people don't even think is possible. And what a part of the community you've become. I mean, God, just look at pictures at any freaking race in the Southeast, and you will see pictures of Hunt there. Hunt, you recently got some bad news from the doctor. Kind of what even brought you, what was going on that made you even seek out medical help?
Well, I'll be honest, it's like for the last, you know, these, everybody on here is a friend of mine. And for the last year, I kind of dropped out of the running community. I was, you know, just losing. I had a lot of energy loss. Mm-hmm. And then it got to a point where I started seeing some blood in some places you shouldn't see blood.
Yeah.
And that was around June.
Yeah.
And I'm hard-headed. So in July, I went to the emergency room with weight loss and blood. And they actually were just like, "Hey, you got a fatty liver." And I was like, "Yeah, I know I'm fat," but they're like, "No, your liver's fatty. It'll take care of itself. Just schedule a colonoscopy. You're the age anyway. You're 46. It's time."
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And I scheduled the colonoscopy, and they weren't even really that concerned. You know, I thought if it was major, they'd be like, "Get in here tomorrow." They were like, it was a month from when I scheduled it. So I scheduled it. I went in for the colonoscopy, and I remember waking up from the anesthesia. The doctor comes in. He goes, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm good." He goes, "You have cancer."
After just thinking you had a fatty liver, they told you had a fatty liver, it's nothing to worry about, your mind is at ease, and then you come to in the exam room after the old camera no one wants going up there, and and you hear that news.
And what I remember about it is that doctor looked so distraught. Like, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't young, but all I remember saying was, "Are you okay?" I asked him if he was okay.
Yeah.
Cause it was Friday and I didn't want to ruin his weekend. But they told me, and you know, and he said, you know, "You got to get biopsies done," but he goes, "I can say with all certainty that this is very clearly cancer." So the only thing I said after that was, "Okay, what do we got to do? Let's fight it. Let's, you know, let's not dwell on what is. Let's fix what can be."
Yeah.
And so I immediately got into studying, learning about it, and getting the right doctors. I'm lucky to have a family that, you know, were by my side. And we immediately got, you know, I'm right now, currently I do radiation and chemo. I take a lot of pills each day, you know, so 5 days a week I'm under, you know, radiation, you know, getting that, but we're going to fight it, and we're going to fight it hard. I have no doubt in my mind I'll come back from this. And, you know, while I have bad days, still to me, I'm more concerned about other people and their concern for me than I am for myself, because I know I'm going to beat it. I just don't want people to be, you know, I don't want people to look at me as Hunt, the cancer patient. It's, I'm a stepping stone. What we're doing for me is great, but this could turn into something big, and I'm going to pay it forward. That's all I know. Whatever is being done for me, 10 times is what I'm going to pay it forward.
Let's talk about that in just a minute. I want to talk about the opportunity that the community has to rally behind one of our own, someone that is the epitome of the ultra running community. John, I know that you had spoke to Hunt when you found out about the diagnosis of, "Hey, what do you need? What can the running community do for you?"
Right. And Hunt, you can correct me if I'm wrong here at any point. I just reached out to Hunt and, you know, asked how he was doing and said, "Hey, listen, if you need anybody to spearhead anything for you as far as raising money, please let me know." Hunt at the time actually said, "I think I'm fine. I have great insurance. I think it was like a month later, contacted me, maybe a couple weeks, said, hey, it looks like they're not covering some things.
Yeah, that's shocking. Said, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Is it shocking?
Okay. And that's a whole other podcast, and I see certain faces turning.
Probably that's shocking.
But no, and I think this makes a great point. Hunt is a man who served his country and went to war. And I'm sure, and there's studies out there. There are people in Hunt's situation that are getting cancer from things they were exposed to over in Iraq. I'm not making this up. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is real. Just look it up. And it's shocking to me that someone who served his country in a time of war, it's not all covered. It's not like, oh, don't worry about it, Hunt. We're not even going to see those bills. You're taken care of. Hunt was... You talked to John originally and you said, no, I got great insurance. I got this covered. And then at some point, someone must have sent you something and you said, no, hang on. You got to send this back to my insurance. Like, no, that's after insurance.
No. So what I saw was, you know, initially I had, like most Americans, I had a savings. I was, you know, blessed to have a decent job.
Yeah.
I had a savings and I was like, this is going to be fine. What I found was all of a sudden car payments add up, mortgage adds up. And then also the doctor who wanted this test run, even though it's for my cancer, my insurance does not cover it. They call it, you know, it's not needed. It's an elective. No, it's not. I've got cancer. Nothing's an elective. If a doctor thinks it's going to help me be better, nothing's an elective. I don't care if they want to, you know. It infuriates me because I'm a man of, you know, some means. I can't imagine having nothing and no support and not having the friends like this. So yeah, I started getting bills for stuff on top of my life bills. And I've got I've got a 3-year-old, I've got a wife, I'm the biggest breadwinner in the house. And on top of that, my job has not even started. I've been out of work for a month and a half and they've not even started my short-term disability yet.
Oh,
It's been paperwork after paperwork after paperwork, and I've not seen a dollar. I've been living. I mean,
yeah,
I've been simply living.
It's got to be so frustrating. And again, you're right. And how many people deal with that where the insurance company's like, well, I don't think that was really necessary. Wasn't that the doctor's decision? I don't know. I think the doctor's the one who decides what's necessary. It's not like Hunt was getting Botox or, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So, all of that aside, Hunt needs some help. And there's a couple ways people can help. One of the ways, and both of these are linked in the description of the podcast, by the way, so you can take part in both of these. There is a GoFundMe set up for Hunt. You can find the link in the show notes of this podcast. But there's also an opportunity to do what we do best, run a long distance and help Hunt out. John, do you want to talk a bit about the Run for Hunt?
Sure. So the Run for Hunt is a virtual run, so it can take place anywhere, but it takes place on a certain day, which is Saturday, December 9th. Some people, like David's group, which is interesting, like different people, different pockets have different things going on. Like Compton, I think you guys are putting on a specific race just for a run, just for a hunt. I'm going to be out on the Natchez, trying to break the record on the Natchez, and I'm going to run out there for him. And every mile I do, I'm going to give it a mile as well for Hunt. So it's just a virtual run. And the reason why I wanted everybody to come on here today from this running community is to show our support and to use our platforms to help a runner in need. That's the least that we could do, I think.
And you can, there's different levels, right? You can talk about kind of how people can. Yeah, you're good. No, that's why I'm here. That's why the host is here. I got to, you know, drive that conversation.
Yeah. So there's, you can pay any amount you want to be a part of it. And if you sign up for over $100 or more, I'm going to make you a shirt and I'll send you the shirt. We haven't decided what the shirt's going to look like yet. Becca Jones has some ideas as to what it should look like. She's full of puns.
Becca, do you want to give us some spoiler alerts here?
We'll just say hot pink. And it'll be really punny. How about that? Pink and punny.
what more could you want, Hunt, than a shirt that's pink and punny?
Everything I've ever dreamed of in a shirt. If you would have told me that shirt could exist, I would have got cancer 5 years ago.
Yeah. I think we'd get ones with sleeves, but we cut the sleeves off. You know, just that rough cut, you know, it's just got to be something like that.
Oh, like
threads kind of hanging.
Yes.
That'd be good.
That's a winner all the way around. That shirt needs to happen.
Like, regardless, it's going to be hot. Just hot. H-A-W-T. Hot.
So you can make any donation you can, there's no select on, it's on Ultra Sign Up, and the link for the run to Hunt is on ultrasignup.com. If you're right. Bill Gates and you're like, hey man, listen, I got billions and I don't know where they're going to go. You could donate $1.5 million and it would go directly to Hunt. And you'd get a hot pink shirt made by Becca Jones, and John Harden's gonna rip the sleeves off himself, and you'll see the little pink threads hanging out there.
We also have a Facebook group, and so on the day of the run, we want everybody to post their pictures for Hunt and the distance. They did, and I'll be making a few awards as well based off that.
Very cool. There'll be like longest
run, yep. Best picture. I forgot the other one that I listed as well.
I think it was
Most Money Raised,
I think, was one of them.
Yeah, Most Money Raised. That's right.
Okay, we'll call that the Big Cheddar for Hunt Award. I like that. That's a good one. Go ahead.
Right. It's just been amazing. Like, how many people have signed up? It's just awesome to watch. And the community coming together to help Hunt. That's just it's why we do. It's why I'm so in love with this running community, man. It's awesome,
Brian.
And so it's been impressive to watch,
Brian. You witness, with your incredible races, you witness the generosity and just the exceptionalness of the ultra running community. This just seems like another opportunity to get together and kind of do something beyond ourselves.
Yeah, it's funny. I think Hunt, I might be the only one that didn't know Hunt, but he sent me a friend request maybe a couple weeks ago. I saw this guy with face tattoos. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, like we were saying at the beginning of this podcast. But then, John, and obviously I looked up who he was and saw he was another trail runner and stuff. But, John messaged me, was about a week ago, to tell me what was going on. And the thing that I'll say, and it's why we all have fallen in love with this community, is like we rally together, even though I don't know Hunt personally. And even though, there's hundreds of people in our community that have run my races, run everybody's races here, they're still going to... They still come out, right? We band together. That's why we love this community so much. Like, yeah, I experience it with our races. Like, the amount of people we have that come out and volunteer from the local community and that have no interest in participating, maybe, but they just love this community. So, I'm excited to help out in any way I can to raise money for Hunt. And in fact, I think we've got some registrations for our races coming up, and not to promote Run Sign Up, but the one thing nice about Run Sign Up is they do have a nice donation part in registration.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm going to include in all our upcoming registrations this year, is a chance to donate to Hunt when you register for the race. We'll do that. And we've been able to, raise a good amount of money over the past couple of years for just for the local community and stuff too. But I'll throw that in as well, and hopefully we can add even more money to this great cause.
Brian, can you add something else? Because here's the thing, and this is why Brian gets inundated with all of these Facebook friend requests, because people want into his races and they're tired of not getting through on the lottery. Like, gosh darn it, Yamacraw, I'm out of Yamacraw again. I've heard so many great things about the Yamacraw 50K, I can't get in. Can you put a section in? Can you put a little section, if you're a lottery loser, I didn't get into Yamacraw, but this is for Hunt. I think there's an opportunity there. If you, even if you don't get in to the race, you can still help out Hunt.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You could have that.
We'll point people to donate for sure.
Because you could have that little sticker. I didn't get into Yamacraw, but I helped Hunt. Well, that's a big problem to have, isn't it?
It's a. Now I'm getting messages about, are you going to do, are you going to have a lottery for no business this year? And I'm like, oh gosh, that's, I don't want to do that. I want people to be able to get into the race. So, you just got to be quick.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. Quick on the draw. Quick on the draw. David, John mentioned it briefly, and I want to give you a chance to talk about what you're doing. You're putting a group together for the Run for Hunt. What's your group doing?
This is actually really funny. So as soon as John shared the event, I shared it over to East Coast Adventures page. And before I even had any chance to do anything, Melinda and about three other runners are already planning a race for Hunt. So I'm starting to get messages from them, and they're like, we want to hold a virtual race on the Eureka Trail. And I'm like, let's do it. So they were already driving it. And so I just went ahead and created a Facebook event. It's got all of Hunt's links in there to where we can, you know, someone can donate to his GoFundMe if they don't want to do it through Ultra Sign Up. Or they can do it through Ultra Sign Up. Regardless if they donate or not, we want them to come join us December 9th at the Eureka Trail. We're going to do some group photos for Hunt, send those to him, send him some love. We'll take donations up at the event. We'll also, anybody that wants to donate through Ultra Sign Up or the GoFundMe, please do so. And then we'll also do the same thing. Brian, I think that's a great idea. We have Gone Loco in February. Mm-hmm. We'll add it right now to where people can donate to that race too, to go to Hunt. So we'll do the same.
Fantastic.
But, for anybody that's listening that lives around this area, if you want to come run with us December 9th at 8 a.m., just look up Run for Hunt on Facebook events.
Very cool, David. Becca, I know you've got some races coming up that you're directing.
We have Tennessee Mile coming up, and be happy to organize something, throw it on there. Whatever Hunt wants to do or put that up there. I mean, I have to say, Hunt, we freaking love you. And seriously, I know all of this is so... It's in such a morbid fashion. Like, it just sucks. Because you are such an awesome human being, but I'm going to tell you, watching everyone come together and all the ways that our brains can work to help you and, like, support you is so freaking amazing and uplifting. But seriously, I got John Cox walking through over here.
Oh, John's bringing, is he bringing more whiskey?
I wish he was. No, I think he's getting bologna or something out there. I'm not sure. But I also, like, and I know there's a lot of immediate things happening and, you know, with the Run for Hunt, but there's something down the road or a vision you have, whether that's a maybe like a road kind of deal, like, hey, if you run to your nearest Dollar General, you know, in honor of Allstate or something, like, whatever comes to your mind, like, whatever it is, like, please share with us and give us the opportunity to, like, put things out there and create opportunities for people to show you love, because, dude, you are so freaking loved and you are so freaking amazing. And I know all of this sucks. I'm going to tell you, like, it sucks so hard. But I really hope that people get to know you and see your soul and see that, like, people are so beyond what they look like. And to give people second chances or and just even talk to them, whatever that is, like, I hope that you change so many lives. Like, I hope a little bit of this just, like, changes the trajectory of so many people's lives.
Well, you know, Becca, thank you so much. I love you and John more than words. And, I'm very happy. And, you know, the financial assistance is greatly needed. But like John Harden talked about before. It was the immediate love I saw when he put up the run group, and all of a sudden it was 400 or 500 people, and they were sending me messages, and I'm getting friend requests. And what I want people to know that are listening is, I need those pictures. I need the messages. It's a medicine you can't get at the doctor's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned through this is, at first I was like, this is a chance for me to be a better husband, a better father, a better friend. But I learned to change that word chance, or that I'm going to do it today. Today's a better opportunity. Every day we wake up, we have a better opportunity. So, you know, it's the love I've got, man. I grin, you know, I go to radiation and they sunburn parts of my body, being the fact that I have rectal cancer. They sunburn parts of my body. You should not have sunburn and blister, but I smile and the doctors are like, cause I got people that love me. I got a father out in the waiting room that no matter what, he's going to wait for me. I've got a wife that's had very few times in life when you get married through sickness and health, there's very few times you get to see somebody put to that test. And my wife passed with flying colors. My son gives me a stuffed animal each night and tells me that he's going to take care of me through the night. So I need all of it, guys. And everything y'all have done so far, whether I know you directly or indirectly, I'm trying to message you. It makes me so happy. And this is a medicine that's going to get me through, guys. Not just the chemo, not just the radiation, but definitely the love. Let's normalize saying we love each other. Let's normalize reaching out to a stranger that's having a hard time. And let's just be great people.
I think that's a great idea. I want everybody that there's the show notes are there. If you want to donate to the GoFundMe, it's there in the show notes. If you want to participate in the Run for Hunt, it's there in the show notes as well. You can find it on Ultra Sign Up. You've been waiting for the excuse to do one of Brian's races. Well, here's your excuse. Good luck. You better be fast on them fingers if you want to get into.
Don't I get to make a wish like into like a business? Like, you
have a problem, make a wish. Hey, Hunt, are you still in West North Carolina?
I'm in North Georgia, so that area.
Okay, I was gonna say because we recently took over a race. It was Aaron's old race, the Frosty Foot. We kind of rebranded it. Yeah, Sully, and we rebranded it just to call it the Sully Ultra, and that's coming up in mid-January. So if you want to run in the freezing cold, come run with us, and we'll try to raise some awareness as soon as I get off this call. We'll start raising awareness with that race as well. I partner with some folks on that event, but they're all very giving people, and they would love to promote your cause. So but you should come run.
I can run it or not, I'll be there to support your people. I'll volunteer. I'll cheer people through, the last person through the finish line. Same thing with you, David, when it comes to your Gone Loco race, whether I can, you know, I'd like to be up there. I'd like to, you know, help the people that, you know, get through the race. I'd like to get back to it. And John, you know, I'm coming to Black Toe, man. That's a party we're already planning. So, you know, yep. I'm going to be there at Black Toe.
You better be.
I do think will be fun. Everybody that listens to this podcast, everybody, if you participate, great. Awesome. I encourage you to do that because Hunt is fantastic. I mean, think about this. Race directors generally don't like to spend time with one another, at least some of them. Race directors are together, working together, coordinating because this person is important. And I will say that we are the exception to the rule here. When I talked earlier about the great race directors that we have, we're blessed with. I've got 90% of them on this podcast right now. People that when you see their races, you know they're quality races put on by quality people. But everybody that listens to this, I encourage you to find Hunt on Facebook, and it's not hard. It's Hunt, and his last name is Brumby, Brumby. You will know exactly what we're talking about when you see his profile picture when you're searching for him on Facebook. There's no other Hunt Brumby that looks like Hunt Brumby. There's not two.
No.
So I want to fill Hunt's inbox. I want to fill Hunt's Facebook inbox with messages of love and support, photos, whatever. Let's have Mark Zuckerberg go, I don't know what's going on with this Hunt dude, but his messenger's blowing up. Let's all blow up Hunt's messenger. is inbox on Facebook. Let's do that. And I think through all
fill
of these
his
things,
box.
Yes, let's fill his box. Yes, we went there. But no, Hunt, we are all behind you 100%. Thank you, Becca, for making it appropriate. Thank God. Thank God Becca's on here. You know?
And it's why I love Becca.
We were all waiting for it.
Yeah. You're welcome. I delivered. As the woman of the group, I just felt it was my job to spread the joy and the message.
Thank
just
you.
Just really spread it out there.
But no, seriously, Brian, thank you so much for taking some time. we heard the kids in the background. Brian, so thank you so much for taking some time and coming on the podcast.
Say that again.
I was saying, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was great having you on. Thanks for being a part of this.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, John. Thank you for getting us going. And Hunt, man, we are. Our family and our community, we're praying for you and hope that we can and do what we can to bring everybody together and raise a lot of money to help you guys out.
It'd be great.
Thank you so much, Brian.
And look, again, we haven't met, but I hope you are able to come out, whether it's Sully or even Yamacraw. I know that's not till May, but would love to meet you in person. And man, again, we're praying for you, and I know you're going to fight and beat this.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much, Brian.
John, thank you for making all this happen,
sir.
Man. Thanks for putting this all together.
Yeah, it's the least I could do, man. Anything for a friend, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you, John.
Love you too, brother.
Becca, thank you for making an appropriate joke and lightening the mood, and just for being
you. You know what? It's always my pleasure to do such things and relieve the pressure. It is genuinely my pleasure to relieve the pressure that you all may be feeling. But honestly, seriously.
Gotta go.
Those kids are calling. The kids are calling.
Kids are calling.
but seriously, honestly, thank you guys. And Ryan, thank you for having us all on here. And Harden for putting all this together. And everyone for coming together. Like, Hunt, you freaking awesome. And this sucks. And I will tell you, sometimes my brain goes to a really grim place, but it's never been to like a bad place with this. You are the definition of perseverance, and you will overcome this. And I
we're gonna do it together.
Yes.
Together. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody who's listening to this podcast, everybody reaches out. You're a part of it. We're going to beat this together, guys. I have no doubt. This is going to be next year, maybe whatever, whenever it is, this is going to be a blip in my past. And what we're going to do is look to do it. You know, pay it forward, guys. Like I said at the start, guys, I love everybody. This is giving me an opportunity. Like I said, I'm a better person for this. And a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their brain about this, but I'm better because of it, and I'm going to beat it, and I'm going to become an ambassador, not just for the sport, but for humanity. And that's what I strive for mankind, just to be a better person every day.
We love you, Hunt. You got this. We're going to beat this together. We're going to crush this, Hunt. You got it.
Tell Jeff I didn't take it personally. He didn't show up.
You know?